Russia is again dismissing calls for negotiations with Chechen separatist guerrillas. The new calls for talks came from the rebels' nominal leader, Aslan Maskhadov. The Russians say Maskhadov is a terrorist who has little influence. The truce was also supported by a notorious hardline warlord who was rumored to be dead. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Russian media outlets have often carried reports speculating that Shamil Basayev was dead. This week, some government officials said they believed the 40-year-old Basayev died weeks ago, either from gangrene in the stump of his amputated right leg, which was blown off by a landmine, or from kidney failure. But Basayev disproved that by posting a video clip on a rebel website. In his typically caustic style, he jabbed a knife into his artificial leg. "I want to tell all my enemies I've never had kidney problems and my leg is fine too," said Basayev, who was dressed in camouflage and held an automatic weapon. "I intend on living long and vigorously." The Russians have not captured Basayev despite a $10 million price tag on his head. The bounty was announced after he took responsibility for the taking of more than 1,000 hostages in a school in the town of Beslan last year. 330 people died, half of them children, when bombs went off at the school. In January, Basayev, who now embraces a radical form of Islam, promised more Beslan-style terror operations. But he made no mention of new attacks in the new video. And Basayev said his forces were obeying a ceasefire called by the nominal separatist leader, Aslan Maskhadov. The Kremlin has scoffed at the ceasefire, and it rules out holding negotiations with Maskhadov, whom it brands a terrorist. Ruslanbek Yamadayev represents Chechnya's Moscow-backed government in parliament. "This is a PR campaign for the West," Yamadayev said. "They don't control a single meter of territory, and they make these kinds of statements just to attract attention," Yamadayev said of the insurgents. Some commentators speculate that the Chechens may have timed their truce to the upcoming meeting between Presidents Bush and Putin in Europe, a meeting at which Chechnya may be discussed. Still others say the disappearance of several of Maskhadov's relatives, who were rounded up by a Moscow-backed militia in Chechnya, has put pressure on Maskhadov to make concessions or surrender. Russia's top prosecutor, in fact, raised the idea of so-called counter-hostage takings last year. Russian lawmakers like pro-Kremlin deputy Valery Draganov support the concept. "If the detention of someone's relatives can result in saving millions of lives, then I say it should be possible," Draganov said, adding that laws should be changed to make such a practice transparent. Russian human rights activists are aghast with the concept, however. Dmitry Oreshkin, an analyst with the Mercator think tank, says such a strategy might produce short-term results. But in the end, he says, it will only breed a desire for revenge. "Detaining someone's relatives might be effective to force one or two field commanders to surrender," Oreshkin said. "But it's the same tactic as the Nazis used during World War II when they burned down entire villages if there were partisans in them." The Chechen insurgents deny that the detention of Maskhadov's relatives motivated them to call their truce. There have been reports that attacks against Russian troops have subsided since the ceasefire was called. The Kremlin keeps a tight lid on information from Chechnya. No clear picture has emerged. The separatists did not comment on reports circulating in Moscow this week that they had nuclear devices. The Kremlin dismisses the suggestion, saying such reports have been around for years. And weapons experts say even if the Chechens had such a device, there's no way they'd be able to use it. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.